A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human. Send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits a record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Daniel's done it again. A few hundred episodes ago, he wanted to know how many socks you'd need to never buy socks again. Now he's scaled that up to the entire wardrobe. He wants to know what the minimally viable set of clothes looks like for a guy who doesn't care about fashion and just wants durability across three situations: office, house, and garden work. He's asking for exact item counts for pants, shorts, and shirts. Enough to always have fresh clothes on a regular washing schedule, but no bloat. And he wants us to get into specific buy-it-for-life and workwear brands, plus a realistic replacement plan, because even the best-made clothes don't last forever.
This is a systems engineering problem disguised as a wardrobe question. I love it.
So today, we're building the wardrobe. Not a capsule collection, not a fashion statement, but the minimally viable set of clothes that gets the job done for decades.
And the thing that makes this different from every minimalist wardrobe guide on the internet is that those are about aesthetics. They're selling you a look. 10 neutral pieces that all coordinate, usually from one brand that sponsors the article. This is about tools, clothes as equipment.
Right. Daniel's not asking what looks timeless. He's asking what won't fall apart and how few of them can I own.
So let's start with the philosophy. There are three constraints operating at once. One, the washing schedule, assume once a week. Two, the use cases, office, house, garden. Three, the durability requirement. Maximize cost per wear, not eliminate replacement entirely.
That last one's worth underlining. Buy it for life doesn't mean the item outlives you. It means you're not replacing it every 18 months like fast fashion. A pair of jeans that lasts 8 years and costs $80 is buy it for life. A pair that costs $40 and lasts 18 months is not, even though the sticker price is half.
The math on that's brutal. Over a decade, the $40 jeans replaced every 18 months cost you about $267. The $80 jeans that last 8 years cost you $100 over the same period, and you only bought them once, maybe twice.
And you spent less time shopping, which is its own currency.
So the core framework, we're building a utilitarian system where clothes are tools, each use case imposes different demands on fabric and construction, and the washing cycle sets the floor on how many of each item you need.
Let's do the math. How many of each item do you actually need?
7-day wash cycle. That's the constraint. You need enough of each category that you're never caught with nothing clean on laundry day. The formula is one worn, one in the wash, and for items that get heavy wear, one spare in rotation to spread out the damage.
Rotation matters more than people think. If you wear the same pair of pants 5 days straight, you're concentrating abrasion and moisture. Rotating gives the fibers time to recover. Cotton especially needs a day to air out and let the fibers relax. Two pairs rotated lasts more than twice as long as one pair worn daily. It's not linear.
So let's go category by category. Office pants, 3 pairs. One on your body, one in the hamper, one clean and hanging. That third pair is the rotation buffer. It means each pair gets worn roughly twice a week instead of 3 or 4 times, spreading the wear and giving each pair a full day of rest between wears.
House pants.
2 pairs, one worn, one in the wash. You're not putting house pants through the same abrasion as office pants. No commute, no desk chair friction, no walking miles on pavement. They can handle being worn more frequently between washes.
Garden pants.
Also 2 pairs, but with a caveat. Garden pants get filthy. Dirt, mud, grass stains, sometimes literal manure if you're composting. The difference is you can hand rinse garden pants between washes. Hose them off, hang them in the garage, and they're ready for tomorrow even if the other pair is in the laundry. So 2 pairs works, but you need the rinse step.
Total pants, 7 pairs. 3 office, 2 house, 2 garden.
Shorts. Daniel mentioned shorts specifically. Here's where we can compress.
2 pairs of durable shorts. 1 worn, 1 in the wash. Same pair serves house and garden. After garden use, rinse them. If you're not doing heavy garden work that day, they're house shorts.
The key is buying shorts that can handle both. You don't want lightweight chino shorts for garden work. They'll shred. You want something in a heavy canvas or duck, at least 10-ounce weight with reinforced seams. We'll get to brands in a minute.
Shirts. This is the biggest category because the use cases diverge more.
Office shirts, button-downs, or polos. 4 total. 1 worn, 1 in the wash, 2 in rotation. Office shirts take the most visible wear, collar and cuff friction, sweat at the pits, coffee spills. You want the rotation buffer here more than anywhere else.
House shirts, t-shirts or Henleys. 3 total. 1 worn, 1 in the wash, 1 spare. You can push these a little harder between washes if you're just lounging.
Garden shirts, long sleeve work shirts, 2 total, 1 worn, 1 in the wash. Long sleeves because sun protection and abrasion from carrying brush, kneeling, reaching into thorny things. You want coverage.
So the full tally, 7 pants, 2 shorts, 9 shirts, 18 core items. That's the minimally viable set.
18 items. That's the whole wardrobe, not counting underwear and socks, which Daniel already solved in the earlier episode, and not counting seasonal outer layers, which is a separate conversation. But for the day-to-day, three-season core, 18 pieces covers office, house, and garden on a weekly wash cycle with no bloat.
Now, the interesting part. What are these 18 items actually made of? Because the count doesn't matter if the fabric falls apart.
Let's go category by category, starting with the hardest working items, garden pants. They need to be the toughest thing in the wardrobe. You're kneeling on gravel, rubbing against brick, getting wet, getting muddy, and doing it again tomorrow. The minimum fabric weight I'd recommend is 12-ounce cotton duck canvas. Duck is a tight, plain weave cotton that's denser than denim and more abrasion resistant. For reference, most chinos are about 7 to 8 ounces. Fashion jeans are 10 to 11. 12-ounce duck is substantially heavier.
And double front construction is the other requirement. A second layer of fabric over the knees and thighs.
Carhartt's BO1 double front dungarees are the reference standard. 12-ounce cotton duck, reinforced knees, triple-stitched main seams. Those triple stitches matter. If one stitch fails, the other two hold, and you can repair it before it becomes a blowout.
Office pants. Different requirements. They need to look presentable but still be durable.
14-ounce raw denim or a heavy twill. Raw denim means unwashed, untreated. The fabric is stiffer at first but molds to your body and lasts significantly longer because it hasn't been chemically softened. Roundhouse jeans out of Oklahoma are 14-ounce denim, made in the USA, and they cost under $50. That's absurd value for the weight.
Under $50 for USA made 14-ounce denim. How is that possible?
No marketing budget, no fashion cycle, no retail markup for heritage branding. Roundhouse sells to farmers and oil field workers. They make the same jeans they've been making for decades, and they sell them direct.
House pants, the middle ground.
10-ounce canvas or heavy cotton chinos. Duluth Trading's fire hose pants are the name everyone knows, but you have to check the model. The original fire hose is 100% cotton duck at about 11 ounces. Newer models have spandex blended in for stretch, and spandex is the enemy of longevity. Elastic fibers degrade. After 2 years, spandex blend pants lose their shape and start bagging out. 100% cotton only. If it says, elastane, spandex, lycra, walk away.
Shirts? Office shirts first.
100% cotton Oxford cloth or heavy flannel. Oxford cloth is a basket weave cotton that's heavier than broadcloth but still looks clean under a jacket. L.L. Bean's signature Oxfords are the classic recommendation. About 5 to 6 ounce fabric, reinforced collar and cuffs, and they'll go 3 to 5 years with proper care. Pendleton flannels are heavier, 8 to 9 ounce wool cotton blends, and they'll outlast the Oxfords, but they're warm, not great in summer.
House shirts, the t-shirt problem.
Most t-shirts are disposable. Ring spun cotton at about 4 to 5 ounces with side seams that twist and unravel. The upgrade path is loop wheel cotton. Loop wheel machines are vintage knitting machines that knit fabric in a tube. No side seams, much slower production, but the fabric is denser and the lack of side seams means no failure points. Mersby Schwanen, a German company, makes loop wheel t-shirts at 6 ounces with a tubular knit. They cost about $70 each. That sounds insane for a t-shirt until you realize they last 3 to 5 years instead of 18 months.
$70 for a t-shirt is where most people get off the bus.
And that's fair. But run the math. A $12 t-shirt replaced every year costs $60 over 5 years. The $70 loop wheel tee costs $70 over the same period, and you've been wearing a better shirt the whole time. The cost per wear is nearly identical.
Garden shirts, long sleeves, abuse tolerant.
Carhartt's K87 Pocket Tee is the workhorse. 6.75-ounce 100% cotton jersey with reinforced shoulder and neck seams. For cooler weather, Filson's tin cloth shirt is the nuclear option. Heavy waxed cotton, nearly waterproof, but it requires re-waxing every year or two. A tin of Filson's wax costs about $15 and takes an afternoon to apply with a heat gun or hairdryer.
So we've got the counts and the fabrics. Now the harder question, which brands actually deliver and how long will it all last?
Let's go brand by brand and be honest about where each one stands right now, because the landscape has shifted.
Start with Carhartt. It's the name everyone thinks of.
Carhartt is a split story. Before about 2008, their main workwear line was made in the USA with 14-ounce duck canvas. The BO1 dungarees from that era are legendary. You can still find them on eBay, and they'll outlast new production. After 2008, Carhartt moved a lot of production offshore and dropped the duck weight on the BL1 to 12 ounces. That's still a solid pant. 12-ounce duck is nothing to sneeze at, but it's not what it was. The triple stitching is still there, the double front knees are still there, and at about $50 to $60 a pair, they're still good value. Just know you're getting the 12-ounce version, not the 14.
And their shirts.
The K87 Pocket Tee is 6.75-ounce cotton jersey, made in various locations including Guatemala and Nicaragua. Quality is consistent. The reinforced seams at the shoulder and neck are the differentiator. That's where t-shirts fail first, and the K87 holds up. About $20. For the money, it's hard to beat as a garden shirt.
Duluth Trading. The firehose pants.
Duluth is where you have to be careful. The original fire hose pants were 100% cotton duck at about 11 ounces, with a reinforced crotch gusset, that diamond-shaped panel that prevents blowouts. Those are great house pants. But Duluth has been adding spandex to more and more models. The fire hose flex, the fire hose ultimate, those have 2 to 3% spandex. They'll feel more comfortable on day 1 and look worse on day 700. If you're buying Duluth, find the 100% cotton models and buy those specifically.
Filson, the heritage heavyweight.
Filson is the top of the market. Their tin cloth is a waxed cotton that's been made the same way for over a century, about 12-ounce canvas impregnated with paraffin wax. A tin cloth shirt or jacket will last 10 to 15 years if you rewax it. The catch is you have to rewax it. Every year or two, you spend an afternoon with a tin of wax and a heat gun. If you skip it, the cotton dries out and loses its water resistance and eventually its structural integrity. The upfront cost is high. A tin cloth shirt is about $195, but cost per wear over 15 years is pennies.
Roundhouse, the budget dark horse.
Roundhouse is the best value in this entire space, and almost nobody outside of Oklahoma knows about them. 14-ounce denim jeans and bib overalls made in the USA, priced under $50. The denim is raw and stiff. It'll stand up on its own when you first get it, but it breaks in beautifully and lasts 5 to 8 years with proper care. For office pants in a casual workplace, these are unbeatable. The cut is workwear. Straight leg, higher rise, room in the seat and thigh. Not fashionable, but that's not what we're optimizing for.
Patagonia's workwear line. The Iron Forge pants.
Patagonia Iron Forge is 100% organic cotton canvas at about 12.5 ounces, with a reinforced crotch and double-layer knees. They're excellent pants, and Patagonia will repair them for free. The trade-off is price, about $90 a pair, and the color options are limited to basically brown and dark brown. If the colors work for you and you value the repair guarantee, they're a strong choice.
So let's build the actual wardrobe with specific items and prices. What does the 18-piece set cost?
Office pants. 3 pairs of Roundhouse 14-ounce denim jeans at $45 each. That's $135. House pants. 2 pairs of Duluth Trading fire hose, 100% cotton at $65 each. That's $130. Garden pants. 2 pairs of Carhartt BZ01 double front dungarees at $55 each. That's $110. Total pants, $375.
Shorts.
2 pairs of Carhartt canvas work shorts at about $40 each, $80.
Office shirts.
4 LL, Bean Signature Oxfords at $50 each, $200. House Shirts, 3, Merz's B. Schwannen, Loop Wheel Tees at $70 each, $210. Garden Shirts, 2, Carhartt K87 Pocket Tees at $20 each, $40. Plus 1, Filson Tin Cloth Shirt for Cold Weather Garden Work at $195.
Total for the full 18 items, including the Filson, about $1,100.
And if you skip the Filson and the Merz B. Schwannen and go with more budget options, say Hane's Beefy Tees instead of Loop Wheel, you can get the whole wardrobe under $700. But the cost per wear on the cheaper shirts is worse. The Beefy Tee lasts about 2 years at $10. The Merz lasts 4 years at $70. The Merz costs more per shirt, but less per wear.
Which brings us to the replacement plan. Even the best stuff wears out. What's realistic?
For a stable-waist adult wearing each item roughly once per week, here's what the timelines look like. Office jeans and 14-ounce denim from Roundhouse, 5 to 8 years before crotch blowout. You can darn the crotch. A good denim repair shop will do it for about $30 and get another 2 years. But eventually, the fabric around the repair thins and you're done.
House pants. House pants.
10-ounce canvas from Duluth, 3 to 5 years. The failure point is usually the seat or the inner thigh. Less abrasion than garden pants, but more hours of wear since you're in them all day at home.
Garden pants.
12-ounce duck from Carhartt, 2 to 4 years. This is the shortest lifespan in the wardrobe because the abuse is real. Kneeling on concrete, snagging on nails, constant moisture cycles. But 2 to 4 years for a $55 pant that gets hammered every week is excellent cost per wear.
Office shirts.
Oxford cloth, 3 to 5 years. Collar and cuff wear is what kills them. The fabric thins at the collar fold and eventually frays. You can flip the collar. Some tailors will do it, but it's a one-time fix.
House t-shirts.
Loop wheel cotton from Merz B. Schwannen, 3 to 5 years. The fabric thins gradually across the whole garment rather than failing at seams. One day you hold it up to the light and realize it's translucent. That's the end.
Garden shirt.
Carhartt K87, 2 to 4 years. Snags, stains, and sun damage. The cotton breaks down under UV exposure. The Filson tin cloth shirt is the outlier, 10 to 15 years with rewaxing. But that's a $200 shirt that requires annual maintenance.
So, over a decade, the total replacement cost for the full 18-item wardrobe is roughly $1,200 to $1,800. That's $10 to $15 a month.
Compare that to fast fashion. A typical fast fashion wardrobe of similar size, say 20 items at an average of $30 each, costs $600 up front. But those items last 6 to 18 months. Over a decade, you replace the entire wardrobe roughly 7 times. That's $4,200. And you spent more time shopping, more time dealing with clothes that look bad after 3 washes, and more stuff in landfills.
The fast fashion math is worse than people think, because they don't track it. Nobody adds up all the $20 shirts over 10 years.
The hidden variable in all of this is care regimen. You can buy the most durable clothes in the world and destroy them in 6 months with bad laundry habits.
What's the single biggest killer?
The dryer. High heat breaks down cotton fibers. Every time you dry a cotton garment on high, you're mechanically beating the fibers and thermally degrading them. Cold water wash and line drying can double the lifespan of most cotton garments. A $50 Carhartt t-shirt washed hot and dried hot lasts 18 months. The same shirt washed cold and line dried lasts 4 years.
Fabric softener is number 2.
Fabric softener works by coating fibers in a waxy residue that makes them feel slippery. That coating also prevents the fibers from absorbing moisture properly, and over time the buildup weakens the fiber structure. Never use fabric softener on workwear. If you want soft clothes, buy them pre-washed or break them in naturally.
So the care protocol is cold water, mild detergent, no fabric softener, line dry. That's it.
And wash inside out. The abrasion inside the machine is what causes pilling and surface wear. Turning clothes inside out protects the visible face of the fabric.
There's a psychological dimension here we should acknowledge. Owning 18 items means wearing the same clothes repeatedly. You're going to be the guy who wears the same 3 shirts to the office every week.
For someone who doesn't care about fashion, that's liberating. No decision fatigue. You open the closet, grab the next clean shirt in rotation, and move on with your day. Steve Jobs did this with his black turtlenecks. Barack Obama with his navy suits. It's a well-documented strategy for reducing cognitive load.
But for someone who does care about clothing as self-expression, this is a non-starter. If you enjoy putting together outfits, if variety matters to you, an 18-item utilitarian wardrobe will feel like deprivation. This only works if you genuinely don't care.
And Daniel's prompt is clear on that point. He said he doesn't care about fashion or brands. He's optimizing for function. So this is the right system for him.
The other thing to acknowledge is that this wardrobe is seasonally incomplete. We've built a three-season core. Spring, summer, fall. Winter requires a whole additional layer. Thermal base layers, heavier pants, insulated outerwear. That's a separate conversation.
And footwear. Boots are a whole category we haven't touched. Red Wing, Thorogood, Danner, that's its own episode.
But I want to bring in someone who actually sold this stuff to people who wore it every day.
Hilbert.
I sold Carhartt and Dickies out of a Red Wing store in Burnsville, Minnesota for 3 summers in the 90s. Construction guys, farmers, mechanics. They came in caked in drywall dust and diesel and bought the same things their fathers bought. You're overcomplicating this. The guys who actually wore this stuff every day didn't own 18 items. They owned 2 pairs of Carhartt double fronts, 3 pocket tees, and 1 flannel shirt. They washed everything on Saturday in hot water because they didn't care about fiber preservation. They cared about getting the grease out. And their clothes still lasted 4 years because the fabric was thick enough to survive abuse. The real secret isn't the wash routine. It's buying the heaviest weight fabric you can stand to wear. 12-ounce duck canvas is the minimum. 14-ounce is better. Everything else is a compromise.
So you're saying the care regimen we just spent 10 minutes on is secondary to fabric weight?
I'm saying a 14-ounce duck pant washed hot and dried hot will outlast a 10-ounce canvas pant babied in cold water and line dried. Weight is everything. The Carhartt BO1s I sold in 95 were 14-ounce. The ones they sell now are 12. The quality drop happened around 2008 when they moved production offshore. The new ones are still fine, but the 90s ones will outlast you. I still have a pair from 96. They've been through 3 roof replacements, 2 engine rebuilds, and a barn demolition. The knees are patched, the cuffs are frayed, and they're still the best pants I own. Paid $42 for them.
That's the detail I keep coming back to. The pre-2008 Carhartt double fronts at 14 ounces were a different product than what's on the shelf today at 12. The drop in fabric weight is the difference between a pant that lasts 4 years and one that lasts 8.
And the price hasn't changed much. $42 in 96 is about $85 today. The current BO1 is $55. So they've actually gotten cheaper in real terms. And they've gotten lighter.
The eBay arbitrage play here's real. If you know your size in Carhartt double fronts, you can find dead stock 90s pairs for about the same price as new ones, and they're 14 ounce instead of 12.
Look for the Union label. The pre-2008 ones had a Unite Union tag inside the waistband. That's how you know. The other thing nobody talks about is that workwear shrinks. A lot. Those 14-ounce duck pants I sold, you'd buy them 2 inches too long in the inseam and 2 inches too big in the waist, and after the first hot wash, they'd come down to size. If you're buying raw denim or duck and washing cold and line drying, you're never going to get the full shrink, so size accordingly. The guys who wore this stuff every day knew all of this and never thought about it. They just bought the heavy ones, washed them hot, and replaced them when the knees blew out. The system worked.
So Hilbert's point about fabric weight being the dominant variable is a good place to land. Let's wrap this up.
The open question I keep turning over is whether the minimally viable wardrobe is a genuine life optimization or just a different kind of constraint. For Daniel, it's clearly freedom. Less thought, less shopping, less waste. For someone who enjoys clothing, it's deprivation. The system doesn't judge, it just works for a specific kind of person.
The other thing to watch is where the workwear market goes from here. As heritage fashion keeps growing, the truly durable, no-frills items are getting squeezed. Filson and Tellison are chasing the premium heritage customer. Carhartt split into 2 lines. The workwear we're talking about, and the Carhartt wipe streetwear brand. Roundhouse is one of the few still making the same product for the same customer at the same price. I wonder how long that lasts.
The middle is disappearing. You've got expensive heritage brands on one side and cheap but durable legacy brands on the other. And the stuff in between, the mid-priced, well-made, no-marketing workwear, is getting harder to find.
If you want to build your own minimally viable wardrobe, we put together a spreadsheet with the exact item counts, brand recommendations, and replacement timelines at myweirdprompts.com/4722. And if you've got a weird prompt for us, email the show at prompts@myweirdprompts.com.
Thanks to our producer, Hilbert Flumingtop, for the Burnsville Perspective. This has been My Weird Prompts. I'm Herman Poppleberry.
I'm Korn. We'll be back soon.
This episode's script was written by DeepSeek V4 Pro, with text-to-speech by Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, My Weird Prompts, where odd thoughts go. From sloth slow takes to facts on cue, we chase the strange and follow through. Some nights it's news, some nights it's lore, a thought you've never heard before. The hosts dig in, the hosts dig deep. The stranger the prompt, the less they sleep. From tiny questions, big ones too. From half-formed hunches to deja vu. If something odd is in your head, send it in, we'll chase the thread. My weird prompts, that's the close. From sloth, from man, from long-eared host. My weird prompts, until next time. Stay curious, keep weird in mind.